You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked into the JR Sport Brief show. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. You going to work? You going home? You on the road? You making money? You leaving money? I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to be here. And so feel free to tune in. I get started, though, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. That means this is a four-hour show. I'm here hanging out with super producer and host Dave Shepard. And I'm here with you. There's no show without you. And thank you for that. When is the last time that you heard somebody tell you thank you on the radio? When is the last time you actually heard a host on the radio say thank you? Can you remember? Does it sound weird? Well, that's a damn problem. But I'm telling you, thank you. Because I'm not here if it's not for you, if it wasn't for you. So thank you very much. Everybody all across the country, across oceans, across borders, thank you very much. You can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can always stay tuned on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can be locked in on SiriusXM channel 158. And of course, you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We opened up the show talking about Nick Saban. Najee Harris of the Pittsburgh Steelers is the all-time leading rusher for the Alabama Crimson Tide. And Najee Harris says, I didn't have the greatest relationship with Nick Saban when we got started. Nick Saban thought that he could just talk to me any old way. And I had to let him know, nah, that's not the case. Obviously, he won two championships with Nick Saban. And he says their relationship is now rock solid. We talked about Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer, former head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, former defensive coordinator for both the Falcons and the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike Zimmer is now with Deion Sanders in Mississippi. He's an analyst for Jackson State. He says, yeah, the pay ain't good, but I'll do anything for Deion. He was an assistant with the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, so obviously he knows Deion Sanders. And yeah, Mike Zimmer is working with an HBCU. And so another feather in the cap for Deion Sanders and HBCUs as they continue to try to just climb the scale of prominence when it comes down to college football. Ain't nobody fooling anyone. Are they at the level of the Alabama and the Georgias and the Clemsons? No, they are not. It's going to take time. But they're certainly all doing their part to bring more attention and options to these programs, which I think is a beautiful thing. And if Deion Sanders is making $300, if Deion Sanders is donating half of his salary, and you got Mike Zimmer saying, I ain't making really nothing, you got to believe that. He's not doing this for the money. He's doing it for Deion, and in turn, it's helping the school. What is Mike Zimmer making? 80? I don't think it's a big deal when he's was making about 5 and 6 per with the Minnesota Vikings. I'm talking millions. I think he's okay. And good for him. Good for him. Another update before we get into LeBron James. I must tell you this, that Derwin James, no relation to LeBron.
Skip's not talking about him, right?
What, Skip Bayless is not talking about Derwin?
Well, there's a James in there, so I just want to make sure.
No, if okay, there's good. A James, Skip Bayless feels obligated to open okay. up his mouth. Is that how it works?
It's with him, yes. Not with us, not with you, certainly, but yes.
Well, I'm not James. I'm just J.R. Jackson. So maybe if my last name was James, it'd be a different situation. But you've opened yourself up for this shot. Name some famous James that aren't LeBron.
I mean, we know there's Rick, right?
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, man. Dang. Well, I was only making a joke because, like, that guy has made a career. You said it. James, man. LeBron, Bronny, Rick, and then
isn't all the famous James you could think of?
That's all I got.
Oh, does Mike James count? Both of them?
I mean, he was good with the Pistons. I mean, there's two of them, right? I mean, the
it's
old
two Mike James.
Mike James. And we're talking 20 years ago when he played with the Pistons, and then there's a current Mike James. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Europe right now.
Oh, you know what? I apologize, James. Jared, I'm letting you down tonight. A Hall of Fame running back, Edgerrin James.
Oh, from Florida.
Yeah,
yes.
played at University of Miami, exactly. And then when we know what he did with the Colts.
Yeah, Edgerrin James, and yeah, Hall of Fame. Wow.
I apologize. Yes.
Wow.
Didn't think I'd pull that one out of my sleeve.
Hey, you're quick to the trigger. I couldn't think of another James. That's why I put you on the spot. Well, anyway. Another James who, and who knows, he might go to the Hall of Fame. I have no idea. Derwin James. Derwin James was drafted 4 years ago to the Chargers. And he has shown that he's one of the best safeties in the NFL. This guy is, you can go ahead and line him up for 100-plus tackles. He'll grab a couple of INTs. He's going to abuse you in the box, and, you know, he'll play man pretty good. Okay. He was an all-pro. Well, damn it, he's been an all-pro when he's healthy. He was an all-pro this past season. But in 2019, the guy had a broken foot. In 2020, he ripped the meniscus in his knee. And it's just like, well, damn, he's one of the best players to watch in the NFL, but he's never healthy. Well, he was healthy last year. I told you, he was an all-pro. And so what did that net him? A four-year $76 million contract. Look, I'm just waiting for the Chargers to make the playoffs. Like, they have to make the playoffs, right? What are they going to do if they don't make the playoffs this year? Blame Anthony Lynn again? I feel like Anthony Lynn is going to be gone for 15 years and he will still get blamed for clock management issues if the Chargers don't have any type of success. Justin Herbert is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He ain't won a damn thing yet, and he's still one of the best. And now you got Derwin James on the other side, like the Chargers. I'm going to say this. It sounds crazy, but they should. They should be on the up and up. Congratulations to Derwin James. He's now the highest paid safety in the NFL. And not just for right now, in NFL history. Good for him. Pat yourself on the back. And that's going to roll me right into another James, who also happens to be one of the highest paid. And that's LeBron James. LeBron James, outside of Tiger Woods, is the only active athlete worth more than $1 billion. And if you want to think about team sports, LeBron James is the only athlete on earth worth more than $1 billion. And right now, today, this afternoon, we all found out that LeBron James just signed a two-year, $97 million extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. This new deal with LeBron James will take him up until the 2024-2025 season, which will ultimately be a player option. And so you have two more seasons of LeBron James in Los Angeles, and he will make approximately $50 million per year. We talked about this last night. Super producer Dave Shepard just alluded to it. LeBron James, his son, Bronny, well, Skip Bayless cannot keep out of his mouth, but Bronny is moving into his senior year in high school. The following year, Bronny will be probably playing in college. LeBron James said last night on Twitter he has not made a decision. And in 2 years, in 2024, when LeBron James will be a free agent, and when Bronny James will be drafted, come on now, he will be drafted into the NBA, LeBron James is going to have a You're going to have free reign to either have Bronny selected by the Los Angeles Lakers where he can extend a contract or pick up his player option, or he can decide to go wherever the hell Bronny goes. You know, I talked about this here on CBS Sports Radio and also WFAN in New York City a few weeks ago. You want to talk about collusion? Here we have one of the most successful, and if not the most successful when his career is done, of players who's ever been in the league. LeBron James is about to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar all-time in scoring. It would not shock me, as polarizing as LeBron is, it would not shock me, and I don't think anyone should be shocked, if he picks up another championship ring. If LeBron is running around with five rings, if LeBron has now played for 20-plus years, if LeBron is the all-time leading scorer, and by the way, he already is the all-time leading scorer in points, regular season and postseason. He's already passed Kareem. But if he passes him for regular season scoring, what the hell else can this guy do besides just play with his son? His career will be absolutely amazing if that takes place. And if we got to think about the salary constructs and what LeBron can and can't do, and I've heard this too, if LeBron James really wants to win, then LeBron James, he needs to leave money on the table. Who the hell is leaving $50 million per year on the table? A billionaire? No, not at all. That's just stupid all the way around. The minimum for a player in the NBA who's participated in the league for 10-plus years, obviously that's LeBron. He's basically doubled up on that. The minimum salary is about $3 million. What is LeBron James supposed to do? Hey, guys, don't give me 47. Just, you know, give me 20. No, for what? This man has bust his ass to be where he is. Let him max out. And the reality is, once you get outside of this upcoming season, and we don't even know what the roster will look like yet. I'm talking to you, Russell Westbrook. We'll get to him momentarily. The season after this one, you want to know who's on the Lakers' books? LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Horton Tucker can opt in. Damian Jones, you probably have no idea who the hell he is. He can opt in. And then Max Christie. They just brought him in. You don't know who the hell he is either. The Los Angeles Lakers have nobody. Zip, zero, zilch on the books after this season. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Horton Tucker. That's it. Russell Westbrook, we know he's on an expiring contract. And let's be real here. There's still a chance that Russell Westbrook played his final game as a Los Angeles Laker. And so, yeah, there are question marks about LeBron being healthy. Last year, unfortunately, he played 56 out of 82 games. And we know Anthony Davis, he's made out of saying he's made out of glass is too easy. But Anthony Davis is just, he needs to play basketball in a bubble. But we've heard reports, and reports don't count for squat diddly, about how great a shape he's in. And so the Lakers have flexibility. LeBron James is still one of the best basketball players on earth. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who I think his opinion would count for something, Giannis says, and this doesn't mean it's correct, Giannis says that LeBron is still the best guy in the league right now. Is LeBron James going to be able to play more than 60 games or 70 games? We'll see. He's going to get paid regardless. And what a hell of a career. Every month that goes by, every year that goes by, LeBron James doesn't do anything but add to his own personal legend. A lot of these conversations about who he is and he's overrated and he's not this and he's not that is going to sound real silly in about 15 years. When people go, people were dissing that guy? people didn't give that guy credit where credit was due. We have current active NBA players. And sure, a lot of these younger guys don't remember seeing Michael Jordan. They remember LeBron. And we already have active players who have pinned LeBron as the greatest of all time. Am I one of those individuals? No, but he is great. And greatness comes in many forms. But the fact is, his accomplishments, he's going to be in a category all by himself. And this deal with the Los Angeles Lakers, a two-year extension, almost $100 million, good for LeBron. Take the money. They're not going to be pigeonholed. They're not going to be, you know, put in the toilet in regards to adding additional players. This season, this upcoming year is not a wrap. The roster is not set. There's nothing prohibiting them from adding potential talent next year. Get your money, whether you're a billionaire or not. And the other thing is, you think LeBron James doesn't care about winning? You think he just wants the money now? Come on, he got $1 billion of net worth. You think LeBron wants to see Steph Curry have 5 rings and LeBron only has 4? You think he wants that? LeBron James said it a few seasons ago. He's like, listen, folks, when it comes to this basketball thing, I'm chasing this Michael Jordan guy. And I'll tell you what's even bigger. It would be absolutely amazing. And I have no idea how I would react. I will react in awe. I'm not going to cry. But I will, if I see LeBron James on the court with his son, I'm going to think about watching this guy. I'm going to think back to high school. I'm going to think about LeBron James playing for St. Vincent St. Mary's, covering up his tattoos for his Catholic school. I'm going to think about reading about LeBron in the newspaper, the physical newspaper. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to remember hearing about someone who was supposed to be one of the greatest basketball players ever when he was 17 years old. I'm going to remember that if I ever see in 2 years LeBron James on the court with his son. And it's going to make me say, damn. It's going to make me say some other words that I can't say on the radio. You get my drift. And this man's career is just, it's been absolutely amazing. And what a way to put a cherry on top. I don't think you can put it out of the realm of possibility that he wins another championship. And we all know that he is likely to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar all-time in regular season points. LeBron just signed a 2-year deal, and at the end of it, he can play basketball with his son in the pros. That is absolutely ridiculous. And for that, I got to give LeBron credit, because he's put himself in a position to do such. His work, his talent has put him in this spot to do something and to do things already that no one has ever done before. And so here with the Lakers, yeah, they still got some work to do. He's confident. He'll get paid. And yeah, he may pick up another ring. But maybe, I think personally for LeBron, I'd say playing with his son is maybe an even bigger deal. I could not imagine. This man might cry on the court. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, Derwin James of the Chargers isn't the only James that got paid today. LeBron James got a contract extension. And at the end of this deal with the Lakers, he'll be free if he'd like. He could potentially play with his son. That'd be a first in the NBA. That'd be ridiculous. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really enjoy your show. I try and listen every night. Great show.
What's good, JR? Glad to be on the call with you, man. I love the show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The top of the hour, a little more than a half hour from now, it's time for a new top six list. I'm going to tell you about the best coaches in the NFL right now. Not 2 years ago, not 5 years ago, right now. It's coming your way in about 30 minutes or so. Right before we went to break, we talked about LeBron James. A new two-year, $97 million extension. This will take him until the 2024-2025 season, which he can opt into if he'd like. So basically, this season and one more, LeBron is a Laker. And then in 2024, he can say, I'll stick around or I'll leave. In that same offseason, his son, Bronny, will be eligible to be drafted. Is Bronny going to join the Lakers? Is LeBron going to join another team that selects Bronny? Come on, this will all be, everything will take place in an organized and orchestrated way. I did also share with you that the Los Angeles Lakers after this season, once we move past this year, the guys under contract is basically Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Horton Tucker has an opportunity to opt in. That's basically the team. And so LeBron James can get his money, and the Lakers can still have flexibility to add whoever they might need to. They are not hamstrung. And this is an amazing thing. This man has had an amazing career for what his expectations were, for what he's been able to accomplish, and damn it, to even play with his son is almost like the cherry on top. It's unimaginable. Like, I am even talking about it. I mentioned it last hour. I remember reading about LeBron James in the physical newspaper, something that a lot of people don't even pick up today because you can just read it in a phone. Reading about this guy in the newspaper. And here we are in 2022. Here we are approaching 2024. It wouldn't shock me if he won another title. He's expected to pass Kareem for all-time regular season points. He's already scored more points than anyone in NBA history. And then to top it off, he might play with his son. Storybook. And by the way, throughout his career, what's been the biggest controversy? You going to tell me about some of his stances when it comes to human rights or politics? Come on. This man has had an amazing career, an amazing life, absolutely ridiculous for the amount of time that he's been in the public limelight, the amount of time that he's played, and the results that we've gotten. Storybook. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, you're giving me goosebumps, Mr. Positive. Hey, I got to tell you, I love King Elvis LeBron James. He is the GOAT, my friend, when it's all said and done. But my question to you, my friend, is what do the Lakers have to do for my LeBron to win his fifth title? God, I want him to be well, happy, and win this fifth title because that will cement his legacy. And what you've articulated, my friend, is beyond compare. You're right, spot on. His legacy, his endurance, his longevity, every time he plays, he's breaking a record. A record falls. What does he have to do, JR?
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. It's not so much what LeBron has to do. It's what the Los Angeles Lakers can do around him. And I will assume that LeBron James feels comfortable about that. He has two more years with the Los Angeles Lakers. It's very tough to even look at this upcoming season and say, oh, man, this is what the Lakers are going to do, because we don't even know what the Lakers roster will look like. Is Russell Westbrook going to be a Laker when the season gets started in the middle of October? You know, who's going to come in to potentially replace him? We've seen the disaster. At this point of LeBron James' career, I told you, Anthony Davis is the only other quote-unquote sure thing who is currently under contract with the Lakers. They need him to be healthy. I know it sounds comical. It sounds difficult to think of. They need him to be healthy. That's what LeBron James needs. And outside of Russell Westbrook, we see what he's brought to the table. They need shooting. They need durability. They still need someone who can spell LeBron James from constantly initiating the offense, or even when he takes a seat, someone who can help pick up the slack. That's easier said than done. I'll put it to you this way. The Los Angeles Lakers, as much as they can, pending other players on other teams, they're going to have a blank slate to try to construct a roster. This upcoming season is going to be much more difficult. We've heard all the stories and trade scenarios, whether it's Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. I feel like we've heard that for the better part of 2 or 3 years now. LeBron James just needs help. Because as he gets older, let's be frank, it's not going to get easier for him to lead the way. He needs help. Come on, Anthony Davis, do something. Ramon calling from Indianapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, and how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate what you're saying there about LeBron. I think if he gets the fifth one, it definitely cements him as the GOAT. I think that he's not appreciated as an athlete. Let's just remember, people, here's a guy that hasn't even had a speeding ticket. And all the stuff that could happen in life to regular anyone or whatever. We just saw good boy Marshawn Lynch just have a stumble, and I hope he gets well, because alcoholism and drugs are health care issues. I'm a health care professional, so they're health care problems. So we're going to look at them from that point. But LeBron hasn't even had a speeding ticket. Not even a speeding ticket. You would want your children. And when I look at people to say, okay, hey, this is what you want to at least try to take either from me. If I'm missing something, then let me pull from something from him. So that speaks a lot within themselves. Not knocking Michael. I love Jordan, but the slim boulder stuff and stuff like that, you know, and there's some questions there. There's questions there. With LeBron, we don't have that. You don't have anyone that said that he was out there gambling and they found checks in a briefcase and stuff like that. We don't have any of that. And I get tired of it's like, well, Michael only – he won six titles, like he only played 6 years. No, he got beat too. He got beat too. And I think LeBron suffers from the decision more than anything. He gave Cleveland 8 years. Garnett played 10 in Minnesota. He was ballyhooed when he left and went to Boston. He said loyalty is overrated. So I think that's the only thing people could probably say, the decision, but he's well past that now. And that Cleveland title that he did bring him counts to me for two, because Cleveland probably won't ever win again. So I think he's been a fit specimen. He's been great, and there's nothing bad that really we can say about him.
Well, thank you, Ramon, for calling from Indianapolis. I'm not going to go as far to say that Cleveland is never going to win another title. I think even in the short term right now, they are certainly building a very, very good young roster that will continue to move forward. Man, they're looking real good. Garland, Mobley, Allen, they're on their way. I think if they can stick together, man, I would not be surprised in a few years if they're back to competing for a championship. But I will agree with you on this. People don't appreciate what's right in front of them. We're so used to negativity. You got to beat somebody down. You have to highlight the negative story. And that's the recurring theme when it comes to our professional athletes. Not what they are doing, but what they're not doing, how they're failing, and what's the bad part. And when you really take a big picture view, and that's why I say we're going to have an era, we will have a generation 15 and 20 years from now who will look at LeBron James and his accomplishments and go, whoa, we have active players who feel that same way. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have seen and remembered Michael Jordan in his prime and have grown up my entire adolescence with Michael Jordan and watching him. I've also seen every minute of here of LeBron James. And it puts me in a position to say that greatness comes in different ways. There's not going to be a mirroring of what great is. We can say the same thing about what took place with Bill Russell, and that was years ago, decades ago. Greatness comes in different ways, in different forms. And LeBron James, when it's all said and done, damn, the same way that we can look at Michael Jordan and say, oh, well, he did something that no one else did. The same way that we can look at Bill Russell and say, wow, he did something that no one else did. We're going to be able to look at LeBron James and go, damn, he did a whole hell of a lot with massive expectations. Edwards calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JT, how you doing?
Who?
JR, I'm sorry. JR, how you doing?
I'm terrible.
Hey, listen, man. I like your show, but what you're saying about LeBron, man, he has messed up basketball. I've never seen an athlete every single year. He always needs help. Steph Curry won a title with Jordan Poole. He took those young guys up under his wing.
Oh,
he
no.
molded them to winners. This guy, LeBron, always
ball.
Has help.
Terrible.
He
call.
Has messed up basketball, man.
Terrible call. Well, thank you, Edward, for humoring us on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, LeBron James has ruined basketball. And Steph Curry, the title that he just won. Yes, Jordan Poole helped him win the championship. It was just Steph Curry and Jordan Poole versus the Boston Celtics. Thank you for the humor. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the NFL. I'm going to give you a top six list of the best coaches in the league right now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the great JR, man. Your show is so awesome. We appreciate listening to you on a regular basis, my man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply, so get in the zone. AutoZone. We've talked about LeBron James picking up a two-year, $97 million extension. By the time he finishes up this deal, he's likely going to be the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And we have no idea, but obviously there's still a shot that he picks up another championship, maybe. And then at the end, when this expires, he will have a chance to team up, probably likely, with his son. He said that's a goal, and I think that's absolutely amazing. I'm going to take more of your calls here on this situation and LeBron's contract extension, and then at the top of the hour, no ands, ifs, or buts about it, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We've spent a lot of time over the past 2 days talking about coaches in the NFL. And even college. Earlier in the show, we talked about Nick Saban. Last night, we talked about Bill Belichick. So I'm going to give you a top six list of the best coaches in the NFL right now. That's coming at the top of the hour. We got a lot of callers on the line, as you can imagine. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to them right now. Please, get to the point. Mike is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jerry, I'm following you.
I'd be great if I could hear you, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead, loud.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay.
So I just wanted to say, did you see the Field of Dreams game that came up with Chicago and Cincinnati, which was a joke.
I saw portions of the game, not in its entirety.
Well, Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. played catch in the right field.
Yes, I did see
and,
that. Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes.
And it was great to see. And so all I want to, you know, as a father, all I want to see is, you know, my man LeBron, I want him to play with his son. I want him to know how it feels to, you know, like catch a ball from his son. And I thought that it would be an incredible thing.
I agree with you. Absolutely. I'm sure LeBron James is used to throwing lobs and passes to his son. I've seen his son play in person, and it's obvious he's been around one of the greatest minds of all time. You watch young men play basketball, and you can typically see a lot of mistakes. He's efficient with the basketball. He's not out there making – he knows exactly what he's doing. It's just a matter of how his body catches up with his mind and also his consistency. It would be great. Mike is calling from Knoxville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Love your show, man. I concur with what you said. That would be so cool with LeBron to play with his son. And, you know, I feel blessed to know that I've seen Tiger Woods play, and I've seen LeBron James play, two of the greatest athletes ever. And just want to say I love your show, man, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for the kind words. Appreciate you calling from Knoxville. Much love to all my folks just north from me in Tennessee. And it would be awesome. And who knows? You know, Tiger Woods, his son is much younger than Bronny James. And who knows? Maybe one day we're talking about Tiger Woods' son in a similar light. It'd be pretty awesome if we saw him out there, Charlie, doing a damn thing. Derek is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you this evening?
Very well. Go ahead.
Good. I just wanted to chime in. I think LeBron's obviously one of the greatest basketball players of our generation. I will say this, and it'd be nice, and I think it'd be incredible to watch him play with his son. That said, that's kind of where it stops for me. I'm Gen X, so I got to see real time all of Michael's career and all of LeBron's career. And just from watching them both play, and I watch a lot of basketball, MJ, in my opinion, just my opinion, and you can always reach for the stats you want to support things, but MJ, in my opinion, is the greatest of all time. That's not to take away from LeBron, and I would never say he's not one of the greatest that's ever played. I just don't feel like he's on MJ's level. That's just my two cents.
Well, thank you, Derek, for calling from Wisconsin. I'll say it this way. I've seen both of them, too. And I appreciate and certainly love Michael Jordan. If you would ask me which one would you want to start a team with, I go for Michael Jordan. But I'll say this. Michael Jordan is not LeBron James, and LeBron James is not Michael Jordan. And people can debate that until the sky is blue, or who's better and who's worse and this and that. Greatness comes in varying forms. And that's the fun part about having the conversation. People will get really up in arms about it. Let's go to Marty. He's calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, how you doing, J.R.?
I'm good, hey, Marty. You sound kind of fuzzy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Now yeah. I can. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100% about LeBron. I feel like everybody keeps saying, like you just said about him and Jordan, there are two different types of players. Jordan was more of a scorer, just like Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James is a facilitator. He makes everybody around him better. And that other caller, a few callers back, when he's talking about he always picked players, he messed the league up. Man, LeBron makes people better. What Jordan couldn't do, he said out his own mouth, he couldn't do without Pippen. He couldn't do when he came back in the league, he had to go get Rodman. The players knew what they need to put the pieces together to win championship. It's a team sport. So
thank you, Marty. The kind of breaking up there at the end. Yeah, well, that's why I didn't respond too much to that caller who wanted to say it. Steph Curry won a championship with Jordan Poole. Like, yeah, he did. It was a two-man game. Him and Poole were out there absolutely killing it. Chris is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, actually, my nickname is Mr. Negative. You got Mr. P calling from Michigan. I'm Mr. N calling from Atlanta, calling from where you're at, man. This is what I want to talk about, LeBron. His nickname's LaChina, right? I do not like the guy. And that guy calling in about LeBron, he's getting ready to cry. Oh, it's so good his son gets to play with LeBron. It's such a good thing. That guy's a billionaire. Who cares? That guy right there, he just needs to jump off a cliff. That's all I want to say. I love you, man.
Well, thank you. I wish we could get you a better phone. That phone call sucked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we get to the top of the hour, it's something that I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I'm going to bring you a new top six list. Last night, we talked about Belichick. To start the show off tonight, we talked about Nick Saban. Talking about coaches. I'm going to give you a top six list of the best coaches in the NFL right now. The season's going to get started in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to tell you who the best of the best is. Not from last season, not from 5 years ago. I'm going to tell you the best coaches right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move, because I told you so.